during the growth boom, Pasco County was the second fastest growing county in the state. That kind of growth, everybody in this room felt and everybody in this room saw. It's something when those kind of people and when we get that kind of density that you're seeing growth that's taking place during a depressed market. We need to make sure that our representation is basically correct and dead on for the type of constituents that are in the areas.
Many residents express the vast differences between East, West, and Central Pasco County. While Eastern Pasco is highly agricultural, Central Pasco has become a business hub, with West Pasco representing the Gulf Beaches. Some even suggested using the Suncoast Parkway as a dividing line between possible new districts. Sixth-generation rancher Charles Waller wants the districts to consider the distinct differences of a rural lifestyle.
Take the parkway. Make that the dividing line. That area over there has similar interests up and down that coast. And if you will take that parkway and come forward then to the rest of Central and East Pasco, come up through Sumter County and Hernando County, we speak the same language. We are farmers, we are ranchers, we are chicken farmers, we are cattle farmers, we own groves, and we need someone who can look out for our interest.
Executive Director of the Greater Zephyr Hills Chamber of Commerce, Bonnie McNicholson, says lawmakers need to understand the potential of central locations like Pasco County.
We have the ability to capitalize on a variety of logistics from two interstates, rail, port access, air expansion possibilities, and the availability of land. We are enthusiastic about our future, but we can better utilize these resources with representatives that will work with our local communities as a whole and understand these attributes to develop them to the highest level possible.
Residents frequently reference Florida's recently passed Amendments 5 and 6. They aim to keep politics out and fairness in when lawmakers consider new districts. And while most residents praise the representatives for their attempts at transparency, residents like Will Rutherford are still skeptical of the process. He says the Fair Districts Amendments told lawmakers what Floridians want in new districts, but in the end, it all boils down to who has the most money.
The judiciary will see fit and run, you're going to run this thing through using our tax dollars against us. I thank you very much. This is a dog and pony show. It is a fig leaf over what will be the end result.